Well, time for a business update now with Charles Pellegrin. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Karis.
You're starting here in France, where farmers are continuing their protests around the country.
The government is scheduled to meet with the two farmers' unions this Tuesday in a bid to quell that anger, all while banning any tractor convoys heading to Paris until Thursday. There are a number of reasons for the mobilization. The government's management of a cattle disease, which demands the culling of entire herds, the low trading price of wheat and a high cost of fertilizer, and a looming free trade deal between the European Union and the South American Mercosur trading bloc, which farmers say would lead to unfair competition on account of the difference of regulations between the two areas. Well, the French government is currently opposed to that deal, asking the EU to rapidly increase border checks for any agricultural goods that don't respect health rules. But unions have judged those moves to be insufficient. Take a listen.
Today we inspect roughly 1% of what enters the European territory. If we make huge efforts, we could maybe double that. That's still just 2%. So we'll still be far from the goal of being able to stem the tide. It's a step in the right direction, but it's far from being able to protect us.
In spite of France's opposition, that trade deal is looking likely to be finalized this month, with reports saying that Italy is now planning to reverse course and back it when EU ambassadors vote on the measure on January 9th. The EU-Mercosur trade pact could create a 780 million consumer market, lowering tariffs and providing an alternative for both blocs to rely less on trade with the U.S.
All right, well, Charles, events in Venezuela are driving up the price on the country's bonds.
8 years ago, Caracas stopped paying its debts, leaving creditors with about $60 billion in bonds outstanding, and restructuring talks were non-existent on account of U.S. sanctions isolating the country from global financial markets. Well, on Monday, traders started picking up Venezuelan notes due next year, seeing their price jump 29% higher back to where they were before the default. The same goes for bonds issued by Venezuela's state oil company, PDVSA, which soared 35%. Bloomberg reporting that a group of creditors discussed on Monday how Maduro's ouster could affect their ability to recoup some of their investment, some saying that negotiations on the debt could pick up again this year.
All right, well, let's take a look at the markets now.
Well, we're seeing shares trading higher on the major East Asian bourses this Tuesday. Japanese and South Korean indexes propped up by defense stocks on the threat of increased geopolitical risk after the U.S. attack on Venezuela, potentially emboldening, for example, a Chinese move on Taiwan. Meanwhile, the Hang Seng in Hong Kong trading higher, led by gains in basic materials and real estate. European stocks, meanwhile, opening the Tuesday session mostly higher after Wall Street finished this Monday session, rallied on Monday with the Dow Jones closing at a record high. The CAC 40, though, bucking that trade, trading lower as annual inflation for December reached 0.7%, so slightly under analyst estimates.
Okay, and the World Top Consumer Tech Expo is currently underway in Las Vegas.
And once again, the CES show is dominated by developments in artificial intelligence. CES stands for Consumer Electronics Show. NVIDIA, the world's most valuable company, which designs the chips that power the AI boom, used the event to announce that its next generation of chips is now in full production, promising to deliver five times the AI computing power of previous models that fuel chatbots and other applications. But this year, the focus is also on robots. One development that could have a major impact on the labor market is the new humanoid robot from Boston Dynamics. The preeminent robotics lab is majority owned by Korean auto giant Hyundai, who says it will soon be employing those humanoid robots in their factories. Brian Quinn has the details.
Is this the industrial worker of the future? At the Las Vegas Consumer Electronics Show on Monday, robotics lab Boston Dynamics unveiled the latest generation of their groundbreaking humanoid robot, Atlas. Standing 1.9 meters tall and weighing 90 kilos, it can walk, reach, grab, lift, and install.
Atlas here has joints that can move 360 degrees. This lets Atlas move even more efficiently than humans, particularly in manufacturing environments where every second counts.
Boston Dynamics is majority owned by Korean carmaker Hyundai, and the collaboration is more than just scientific. Together, the firms are planning a new robotics factory capable of cranking out 30,000 robots per year. By 2028, Hyundai says many of those will be put to work in its own automotive facilities.
By 2030, we plan to sell 9.8 million vehicles per year. On that scale, Atlas moved from pilot to mass production, rolling out across our global manufacturing network.
Industrial robots are already widely used in vehicle manufacturing, but many fear the new generation of humanoid robots will further decimate jobs in what was once a reliably middle-class blue-collar field. Hyundai says humans will still be needed to train and oversee the new robotic workforce, and it's not alone in its plans. Amazon, Tesla, and BYD are all also planning to employ humanoid robots in the near future.
All right, Charles Pellegrin, thank you for that look at the